you're like most of us, you love stories. And today we're going to share some amazing Ohana stories with you. Kind of collection of stories that bring our community here in Orange County together. Because we found that every family has a story worth telling. Let's jump in and have our chief storyteller, Ross John, share another with us today here. You can tell the story of a dentist? That doesn't sound like a story, Ross, here.
You don't want to bury the lead. Thank you very much, Paul. Thanks for welcoming us, and aloha to everybody. Our stories typically circle around families, around family history and business and community. And I had the idea to invite someone very special on today's program. And I have told a number of my friends that I was going to have her because a lot of her patients are friends of mine. And this is, believe it or not, I have invited my dentist on, Dr. Alexandra Preda. And I'll tell you what, I have grown up always respecting the professional. So when my kids were in school, I always called them Mr. or Mrs. The principal was always Mr. or Mrs. And I didn't even know Dr. Preda's. I've been going to her for years, and I didn't even know her first name until
she was just Doctor.
Yeah, it was Dr. Preda until I saw one of her business cards, and I thought, well, that's interesting. I didn't know that was her first name. So we're welcoming Dr. Alexandra Preda to the show, but we're going to call her Dr. Preda. How's
that? Thank you so much, and thank you for knowing how to spell my first name when you learn it. Thank you.
And I got to say one more thing, and I'll try and shut up here. Only guest that's ever come in, only dentist that's ever come in that has a shirt on that says floss.
Oh,
like
yes.
A boss.
You need to floss. Yes.
I hate to mention this, but that is one of the things that Dr. Preda is constantly reminding me of. Did you floss? Are you flossing? And
I'm doing it right now as we're talking.
I know. And there came a time when I was so tired of dentists asking me that finally, and I think it was when I turned 40, and I had a dentist, and they said, are you flossing? And I said, only when I eat corn.
And only when I'm coming to see the dentist.
Yes, exactly. So I have this long history, and a lot of people know this, not everyone, but a lot of people know this about me. I have this terrible fear of dentists. And
that's not unusual. I know many. I don't, but I know many people. Oh, they'll do anything. They'd rather die than go into the dentist.
I know. It's a thing, yeah.
And we could do a whole program on the creative things that Dr. Preda has done to keep me in the chair while she's doing a procedure.
Does she do puppets or anything like that?
No, the latest thing has been to, I'm going to just talk without her. One time I was getting so nervous, and it's nothing that she was doing. She said, why don't you get up and walk around a little bit?
She's the only patient that it's allowed to walk around.
And her business, Lisa Vio Dentistry, is in our shopping center, town center. And she let me out the back door, and I was walking around the shopping center, and I still had that bib on. And I ran into some friends.
<I'm sorry. laughs>
And they were at Brugger's Bagels, and they said, what are you doing? And I said, I'm just trying to relax a little bit. I'm in a dental procedure. And they said, at the moment? And I said, yes. So that's just one of many creative things that Dr. Preda has done to keep me calm and keep me, I hope, on the path of better dental hygiene.
So I am happy that I was able to turn your life around a little bit about going to the dentist and keeping your teeth in a better shape.
So you have done that. And you remind me of something, because actually, my wife was just to see you yesterday.
She was in the office yesterday. And I asked her, do you know what I'm doing tomorrow? And she's like, yes, Ross told me.
We've been talking about it. So you
and your dentist told me that she's afraid to come onto a podcast. So she wants to go out and walk around for a minute before we finish the interview. I don't think she told you that.
No, I am in your chair. You always come and sit in my chair now. Role changed. Yes.
Yours is more comfortable than these. Let me ask you this, because my wife, Suzanne, reminded me of this. And do you remember how we first met? Because it's kind of funny to me.
Yeah, I do remember, because I just opened a business and I signed up with the Aliso Viejo Chamber of Commerce. And there was an event, and there was my first event, I think, ever. I don't know the mayor. I don't remember exactly the event. But we were sponsors, and they start reading the sponsor's name, and it came to Aliso Viejo Dental, and somebody pointed to me, and I started, yeah, I'm here. And then you came up from around, and he's like, my wife just came and saw you. I'm like, oh, okay. And then you said, you introduced yourself first. And then you told me, and I'm going to be your patient. And I'm like, you're more than welcome.
It was, the interesting thing about it was that I always have a difficult time at the dentist. My wife had a couple of challenging visits, and she and my daughter, I think, were walking in the shopping center.
It was the son. It was Evan.
Evan.
She just reminded me. Yeah.
And you had a table out
in front. I had a grand opening because when I got the business, I was working there for a few years, but then the other dentist wanted to retire, and we had a grand opening. We had music and the table. We were getting
toothbrushes.
And she was getting a burger or something, and then she saw the table and she started talking to me, and I said, yeah, you're more than welcome to come and have an appointment. It was a while ago, because we were thinking, how old was Evan? And we still it was over 10 years.
It was over
sure.
10 years ago. And it's funny, because over those 10 years, I said we could do a whole show on the amusing things that have happened. And it's been things like, there was a period where honestly, I was dodging you because I was afraid of the next visit. And then you ran into me in the ice cream aisle at Ralph's.
The last place you want to be seen by your dentist is at the ice cream aisle.
You were sneaking ice cream. I know. I remember.
I saw your reflection in the glass, and I thought, oh, no.
You wanted to run, but I'm like, no, I need to say hi at
Busted.
Least.
And there have been so many things like that, and I don't know if it's because you live. I think we live in the same.
Yeah, I live in the city, so it's a small community. I bump into patients all the time. Yeah, I do.
Do any run like me? Because I was looking for a hedge
to
hide behind.
Maybe they don't want to talk to me, so I just smile. I don't want to. Other ones are surprised because they don't see me with my mask or everything, and they are, I know you, but I don't know where I know you from. It takes a while for them to remember.
Do you judge what's in their cart? Do you say, no, to cut out the sweets. Here,
no,
let's go.
We did not do that.
There was no judgment. But over the years, we've gotten, so first of all, you have this business, and the interesting thing, it's exciting to me, it's interesting, is you've got this business that's thriving, and you're a small business owner.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, but it's also a family business, right? Because your husband works
there. My husband helps me a lot. Yes, Gabe is there all the time. He wasn't from the beginning, but then the pandemic hit, and everything stopped, okay? And then he realized we were bored during the pandemic. So what we're doing, we are going at the office, and he started getting more familiar with things, how they are run. And after the pandemic, he's like, I want to help you more than full time. He was still doing insurance or other things behind the desk. But then I'm like, yes, please, because I need somebody here to rely on. Sometimes it's hard to build a team that you can really rely on. And he is the one that organized things and helped me. I am more at peace to work on the patients and take care of what I have to do because I know he's behind the scenes and always helps with everything. Yeah.
That's what makes your business so special.
Thank you.
And Paul mentioned this you mentioned that you were in the Chamber of Commerce, and Paul and I were talking about this, but before a guest comes on, I do some social media posts. And I put a post up with a quote. I don't know if you saw it.
No, I
there
didn't.
Was a
I'm
very,
sorry. I'll check it. Promise.
A very flattering quote. I wish I had it in front of me to read it. But it's from the president of the Chamber of Commerce. And she said such wonderful things about you because you were an important leader in the chamber and in the community. I don't know if you know that or not.
Which president? Because they've been a lot of presidents during the years.
So it's Heather Stanek from the Renaissance.
Oh, yes, yes. I know Heather. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's another important business in Aliso Viejo, the Renaissance Club Sport. And so she mentioned the things that I didn't know if she was going to, I didn't know what she was going to say, but I said, just send me a sentence. And it was very flattering. And it also did highlight the fact that you're a business owner, but you're a small business and a family business owner.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
You provide such an important service that you've got one of the few services that it's like insurance. People either are hesitant or afraid or they're denial about it.
That's the hardest part of the business, to be honest, to make people understand that they need this, and the more they do it, it gets easier. It's prevention. We are really trying to help everybody not to get to the point that worse things happen, like preventing is everything. And I did introduce later, I think I got a little better at convincing people what's going on, because it's the AI, like, it's everywhere right now. It's a big boom, right? in the medicine field, like the radiology, the x-rays are always not only for teeth, they end up reading them better. The AI has a more, the doctors know, of course, they went to school, they know. But AI can do it faster and better, and that's exactly what I have on the x-ray. And now I can show the patient better, and they understand better, and they are owning more what's going on. And I feel like this is changing a little bit the way the people think about their teeth and not getting to the point that they are very afraid, right? Mm-hmm. That's
well, so that's interesting because I'm probably the opposite of most people because you've got that wand and you take pictures. Yes. I'm revealing all these secrets of
I
your
take
practice.
Pictures, I take scans.
It's her then secret
I
wand. It's her secret,
then
her magic
the
wand.
Then I compare the scans,
right.
Yes, and... But I have
like
patients that they don't want to look at
yes,
the x-rays.
Yes, that's me. I don't want to see.
I know.
I rely on you and you
but
tell me.
But you already trust me.
Yes, that's
but
right.
But imagine you're the first time coming there and you, I own your trust because your wife was there and she was really happy with everything. And she even shared with me, she told me that, yeah, I had a bunch of not bad, but not fun experience with other dentists. So that's why I'm so happy that I found you. Yeah, she just mentioned it yesterday. Honestly.
Oh, she did?
Yes,
okay.
She did.
Because and the other thing that she'll mention is we know you're doing this. I think we did this on purpose, but you call my wife about my appointments because you're afraid that I'm just gonna dodge you. And so and
no.
that's fine because then she says to me, Dr. Preda called.
Ask about you.
Yes.
Yes.
So you're a part of our family in a funny way. And that's one of these things that I want to touch on a little bit because that's what's helped me to get over my fears.
Oh.
But what I wanted to ask you now, so you are another part, you were another part of our family because we were in Washington, D.C. on a family trip.
Oh, okay.
And you had told me that you're from Romania.
Yes,
we saw your yes. We saw your embassy.
Oh.
We're driving through D.C. We saw the Romanian embassy, and the kids said, that's where Dr. Preda is from. So you're part of our vacations, too. But I am interested because how long have you been in this country?
So I came in 2000. It's 26 years, to be honest. Yeah.
Okay.
I said it might be easier to count if I come. No, it just happened to be 2000.
Even 2000.
Yeah.
And so... did you study dentistry in the U.S.?
Yes.
You did?
I did both.
Okay.
So I was a dentist in Romania, and then I came over here. Then I had to pass some exams, boards, and everything, and then I became a dentist here, too. So I study in both.
Okay. That
because they won't let... maybe there are some countries that they trust the dentist right away to work, but no, when I came, I really had to do it here, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So interesting. So you are in... this shopping center in Aliso Viejo.
Yeah.
And you're in this row. So there's
of
like...
food.
Yes,
it's only...
Hamburger Habit and then you and the Luna Cafe and there's
yeah.
a coffee shop and all this stuff. And I thought to myself, who is going to think to look for a dentist there?
When I was an associate, the office didn't have anything in the window. And they were like, I had... people walking through the door and asking what they can eat there. And I'm like, no, here we fix your teeth so you can eat at the other place. And when I got the business, I put a big sign with a tooth and I'm trying to make it more so people know it's not food. It's something else. But it's really
interesting.
It's not
just for a sweet tooth.
Yes. Because it's a walk-in, it's very interesting because I had during the year a lot of patients that they were going to eat food and then they saw us and they came, oh, I'm waiting for my burger. Oh, I'm waiting for my meal. And they wanted to know more or make an appointment. So
oh.
the location, it's really good. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just found that fascinating because I know the chamber in Aliso Viejo, a lot of people say the Chamber of Commerce is more of a retail chamber because there's a lot of retail
oh,
members.
Yeah, they are.
But
yeah.
not many corporate members.
Yeah.
And I think you're the perfect example of it because you've built a successful business.
It's a small business, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why I even got into the chamber. I'm like, it's for small businesses. We are a small business, so let's connect more with more people. Yeah.
Fascinating. And so when you left Romania and you came to the U.S., you didn't come right to California, did you? Or,
yes,
yeah,
I
you
did. Came right to California, yeah. It was like, you don't really want to know. We wanted to go to on Route 66. That's what we wanted to do.
Really?
But it didn't happen because we didn't have driving license. So I came. Actually, no, I came. I wanted to visit New York, so I stayed maybe 3 or 4 days in New York, and then I came to California. Yes.
I see. My family came from Honolulu, because my dad was offered a job with the government and moved to Washington, D.C., and then it didn't take long for the Hawaiians to figure out it's too cold there in the wintertime. Yeah. So then we came back and moved to California. So I'm always interested in the path of travel for people who are new to California and to Orange County. Was it a surprise to you, the wealth of Orange County and the housing and all that?
Yeah, it is, because it was a surprise at the beginning just coming to America. I had to adapt to a lot of things, not only the language. I even went to English as a second to school for that. Mm-hmm. But at some point I'm like, I know I'm not getting rid of my accent, so it is what it is. But you feel like you kind of have to skip some phases of your life, because it's a difference. You come from a different country. You need to know and see how people are here, how they think, like preferences. So you just have to adapt, and you have to do it fast, because otherwise you're left behind. Yeah.
But you now, and I follow your social media, and you and your husband, Gabe, you do a lot of you're very active.
We try.
You're very active.
So we try, because we work every day, and it's like our way to decompress. We have to go do this, do that. He likes a lot to bike, and he's going mountain biking. I am more peaceful. I would just sit at the shores and watch at the waves, honestly. That's my relaxing time, yeah.
And so you also, you have a staff. It's a pretty big staff in your office, because I have trouble keeping track of who's who there.
Yeah, we have about 6 people helping us. It's not a big office, but it's still a small business, but I do. I need help. I can't do it by myself.
Yeah.
Team is really important, and yeah.
I remember there was a young lady that was working there, and I feel like I only interact with them at the very end.
Yeah.
But I feel like she was studying to go to dental school or something, and she's studying for a test.
Yeah, she's going to be a dental hygienist.
I see.
She's passing the last test, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you help the next generation of
people
coming
in. Yes, because
when
they go to school for other things, they still need to work, and then they want a part-time job, and if I need help, I'm like, yeah, let's come and work together and see where we can go. Yeah,
okay.
We do.
So you've established yourself, and obviously things are going very well, and you've got everyone's happy there, which is really
Thank
unusual
you. Yeah,
in a dental
no,
office.
We try to keep everybody happy, because if you like what you're doing and you know that you're helping people, why not be happy about it? And mm-hmm. it's not easy for the patients to be there, and we try to put everybody relaxed, put them at ease, and do our best every day.
What do you think you're going to be doing? So that's how you got into it. Those are the things. What are your plans right now? Are you going to open more offices?
No, I don't feel like I want to open more offices. Okay. I'm okay with what I have. It's like, just try to keep up with all the technology that it's around. Like I said, AI, it's really big. Maybe you know, or you never called the office, only your wife is calling the office. Sometimes we have an AI that talks to the patient and answer the phone. You never talk to Penny.
No.
So, yeah, if you call the office, you're not getting a human.
Because I have your cell phone number.
Oh, yes, I know. You can always text me. That's true.
Been times when you were so concerned.
That's true.
I'm going to mention this. You were so concerned about me after a procedure. You said, you call and you check and see how I am. And then you say, text me if you have any pain tonight or whatever.
Yes.
And actually, it's never happened. I've never had to
hear that. Yeah.
But I did think that was interesting that there are certain people whose cell phone I have, and I'm always surprised that they gave it to me. And you're one of those people.
No, I don't mind. And I don't give my cell phone to all the patients, but I follow up with them pretty much, especially when they have more longer procedures or more demanding. But yeah, I feel like you are one of, not like friend. Like I said, we bump into each other so many times, even in the parking lot. I don't know if you remember, we were both in 2 cars and we were blocking the other people wanted to drive.
Like, and we were talking, yes.
And we were just talking, yeah.
That is such an interesting aspect of your business, because when I think about our interaction, I have that relationship with any other healthcare provider.
Oh, I'm glad to hear.
There's a doctor that my kids go to, and we kind of joke because it's funny. His name, I don't know if I should say this or not. His name is...
let's give him a free shout out.
His name is Dr. Chad Abbott. And as a joke, but also it's happened accidentally, we started calling him Chabot in our household. And whenever someone has an appointment with Chabot, I ran into one of his colleagues, and she's a doctor there, and she referred to him as Chabot. And I started laughing. I said, oh my gosh, we call him that at our house. And she goes, everyone calls him that. It is so important in our culture and our business community and in our society now to form these strong bonds with people and have that type of comfortable communication. And you've achieved it with me, and I'm assuming with most of your patients, where you do have that type of relationship.
We try our best, yeah.
And if you're not going to expand, so at my age, everyone keeps asking me, what are you going to do next? Are you going to retire? Are you going to get a program on OC Talk Radio? What do you think you're going to do?
You got it.
And do you and Gabe have plans? What do you think you're going to be doing next?
We are still working on the business. Me personally, I'm more with getting the Invisalign, the orthodontics for the patient. I even went in Vegas and teach other doctors how to do it. I had presentation there. And I want to get more into that part for the future, like maybe get an associate dentist, and when time comes, slowly retire. Because, we all going to end up getting there.
Yeah.
But right now, I'm still okay to work and to help people. And honestly, you ask me what's the future. I think that the future, talking about teeth, we're going to pretty much make this, maybe print them, 3D print them, and then just put them in your bone. I think that's, I don't know, I'm joking right now, but I think that's what I'm waiting for. There's a lot of research that from the stem cell, they can grow teeth. But you're still going to need somebody to arrange them, to make them functional to chew with. But that's something that, honestly, you're not going to be so afraid of the dentist, because if something happens, you're not going to get an implant. You're going to get your own natural tooth growing there again.
Wow.
I think that's my opinion. I think that's where dentistry is going to go.
So when I've been talking to friends of mine and saying that you're going to be on the program, and I said we're going to talk about our business, we're going to talk about our family and our culture, and I never thought we were going to be talking about AI or 3D printing.
The future of dentistry.
I did not think we were going to be talking about this.
This is a new 6-part series coming to OC Talk Radio.
Yeah. It's more like digital. There's no analog. Maybe you remember in the old time they would put that gooey stuff to take an impression in your mouth and you would choke. Now I just go with the wand. Do a scan and that's it. It's everything.
You know, you're
much
laughing,
easier.
But we are here at UCI's Applied Innovations.
I saw that.
Fancy
I
place
saw that.
Where they try and take technology and turn it into something, and most of it's med tech here.
Yeah.
And there was a conference last year they invited me to attend.
Oh.
And it's all about growing natural heart muscles. Not taking a pig putting it in, but taking your own DNA and stem cells and growing like you would grow a carrot. Growing a heart that they put in your, so it won't reject it and it'll be there.
Yeah, that's how they are looking into teeth also. So
Oh my gosh.
And I don't know, AI is there, maybe it will help or two. What I would really want to, I would want a robot near my chair when I work for them to help me, okay? That's what I'm envisioning, but I don't know.
So I don't know if we're that far off of that, because I'll tell you what, I was involved in a charity event earlier in the year, and a sound company, they did speakers and internal sound systems, was one of the sponsors. And I was down at the boardwalk in Laguna Beach with my dog, Ari.
Yeah.
And there was a bunch of people crowded around. And there was a robot and a robot dog dancing.
See?
And it had the name of I'm going to give this company a plug. This company is called Sonance. And it said Sonance on the chest. And so I called them up. I said, I saw this robot, and it said, we do sound systems, and then we also do robots. And I thought, oh my gosh.
Are they going to be future guests on the show?
I didn't hear any voices coming out of them, but they could dance. And I see more and more of this technology, the AI, the robotics becoming more prominent, and I did not see the nexus between them and dentistry, but now it makes all the sense in the world.
No, it's not. There is. I use AI. Like I told you, I use it on the phone to read the x-rays, even the scan. When I compare the scan, the 3D scan of your teeth, there is an AI that tells me if things change in the bite or the teeth crack, I can see it there. So we are trying a lot of things. I don't always tell the patient, this is what I'm using, but it's faster. It's faster and it gets more precise.
Again, you're laughing, but we had an interview, and now you're making me think, about 6 months ago. There's a startup company in the building here that's doing agents, I guess they call them. It's an AI app, a robot that does something, and it answers calls, basically. It's a customer service.
That's
And so it can be conversational. It doesn't just say, tell me this problem and whatever.
Oh, no.
It interacts with you in a real conversation. It uses all these AI chat models to actually chat with you.
That's what we have. The one that answered the phone can make your appointment, can talk to you like a human.
And ask you questions,
yes,
and whatever.
She introduced herself that she is an AI, but at the end of the conversation, patients are like, oh, thank you so much for your help. Yeah. Have a great day. They still think it's a human there.
So we did an interview. We got to be the first radio station, a podcast channel. We did an interview with the robot.
Oh, cool.
So he brought his computer over and plugged it into our system, and you could, and so you can't see him, but you could hear, and I'm saying to him, do you know you're a robot? Should I fear you? We're here to help.
And no, we have to embrace it. It's there, and it's going to help, but there are still some skills that I don't see them yet 100% done in dentistry by an AI. I don't. Who knows?
People are scared of dentists already.
Yes.
You put an AI in there. Now they're really
even,
scared.
There you go. See?
I'll tell you what. That has brought us to a very fascinating conclusion of the talk. I want to thank you very much. And I'm just going to make one promise to you in closing. The next appointment I have, I'll be sending a robot.
Oh, okay. I'm going to see.
Yeah, but thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really blessed.
And how do we reach you? What's the websites and everything?
AlisoViejoDental.com.
Okay, and Ross, if anybody wants to reach you, any place, good place to recommend?
Well, you can always
you
find me.
You can go to our dentist, you just wander the shopping center.
Wandering around with a bib on, or you can find me on Facebook and all social media, or go to our website. If you want to find out more about family history and doing the research and preserving your valuable memories at stories.com.
Great. There you have it. That was a much better story than I thought it was going to be. He said, Dennis. I said, I got to see where this goes. It went fascinating places here, as do all these stories. Because you know what? Every business, every person, every family has a story worth telling. And that's what we're here for on Orange County's only storytelling platform, only community radio station, OC Talk Radio, streaming live from our studios here at the University of California, Irvine's Beale Applied Innovation Center.